He's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. Storm clouds may rise, strong may blow, but I'll tell the world wherever I go that I have found a Savior, and He sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. Storm cloud may rise, strong wind may blow, but I'll tell the world wherever I go that I have found a Savior. He's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. Storm clouds may rise, strong winds may blow, but I'll tell the world wherever I go that I have found a Savior. Sweet, I know. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many blessings. We want to thank you for another day that you have made, another day that you have blessed us, and another day that you already have given us the victory, already made us overcomers, already made a way out of no way. God, we want to say thank you. Thank you for the very air that we breathe. Thank you for being the very substance of life for us. And as we inhale and as we exhale this morning, we breathe in your glory. We breathe in your presence. We breathe in your anointing. We breathe in life, Lord. And for that, we say thank you. Oh, God, what a mighty God we serve. Oh, God, what an awesome God we serve. And we thank you for allowing us to see this brand new day, waking us up this morning, not only giving us a reasonable portion of health and strength, not only being the very breath, the very air that we breathe, but God, blessing us to be in our right minds this morning. For God, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on you. I woke up this morning with a desire to seek your face. I woke up this morning with a desire to bless you, Lord, with a desire to magnify you, with a desire to bless you with the fruit of my lips. I woke up, God, this morning with a hunger and a thirst after more in you. Oh, God, that it was more stronger. My thirst for you was more stronger than my desire to stay in bed, Lord. My hunger and my thirst for you this morning was more stronger, oh God, than taking time to get something to eat or turn on the TV. You were the very important, the most important thing on my mind this morning. And so I thank you, Lord, for allowing my mind to be on you this morning. Because your word tells us that when our mind is stayed on you, God, that you will keep us in perfect peace. No matter what comes our way, no matter what storm clouds may rise, no matter what strong winds may blow, God, we know that we have a Savior. And not only is he sweet, but our Savior is awesome. Our Savior is great. He is a redeemer. He is a strong tower. He is a way maker. He is a mind regulator. He is a heart fixer. God, you are everything and more. And so, God, with my mind, God, stayed on you, Lord, we press toward you this morning. We get before your throne of grace, God. We call on your name, God, and we offer unto you a sacrifice of praise. You are a mighty God. You are a righteous God. You are an awesome God, and there is none like you, Lord. You are magnificent in all your ways. You're glorious in all your ways, Lord. You're mighty in all your ways. And so we acknowledge, God, that we are nothing without you this morning. Hallelujah, God. No one can compare to you, Lord. You are, God, everything to us and more, Lord. We can't do anything without you, Lord. And so we breathe, oh God, you, God. We trust you, Lord. We lean on you, God. We depend upon you, God. You are everything, oh God, greater than everything, above everything, God, above everything, Lord. You are above everything, God. And we magnify your name this day just for the simple things in life. The use and activity of limbs, God. Thank you, Lord, that I can clap my hands this morning. Thank you, Lord, I can offer unto you a sacrifice of praise with the fruit of my lips, God, this morning. Oh, God, God, I really don't even need music, but I can dance before you even now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and offer unto you a praise, God. Oh, God, like David did, Lord, as he danced before the Lord, oh, God, with all of his heart, with all of his might, and with all of his soul, God, I can lift up holy hands, Lord, and offer unto you a brave offering, Lord, or a surrender offering, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, God, this morning. Oh, God, that my mind is on you and that this body is being used for your glory. This body is being used for your praise. This body is being used to lift up your name, God, and to offer unto you praise, oh God, that we need to give unto you. And so we thank you, God, for another chance and another day to magnify your name, oh God, today. We thank you for giving us a sacrifice, Lord. A sacrifice without spot or blemish, Lord. Thank you for the blood that was shed on Calvary, Lord. We can't get up, oh God, every day if it had not been for the Lord on our side. If you did not die, Lord Jesus, if you did not give your life, if you did not submit your body as a sacrifice to me, Lord, I would not be able to do the same for you. I could not do it on my own. Because those turtle doves and those lambs, God, and, oh God, and those ewe lambs, God, whatever they may have sacrificed, Lord, oh God, it did not cleanse our sin, God, completely. It was not a perfect sacrifice. So, God, over and over again, Lord, we had to find ourselves bringing a sacrifice to the priest to bring before you. But no longer do we have to slay the lamb anymore. No longer do we have to sprinkle blood over the doorpost. But someone has taken the place, oh God, someone has taken the place, God, of the Lamb, and his name is Jesus, the great I Am. Oh God, the Lamb, the Savior of the world, God, the Son of God, the Prince of Peace, the Lord of Lords. You gave your all, God, so that we might have a relationship with you. And so we say thank you, Lord, that as we submit ourselves to you this morning, as we seek your face, Lord, this day, as we come before your presence right now and seek you early while you may yet be found, we surrender ourselves to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. There is greater that you have in store for us, Lord. There is something ahead of us, God, that you need us to move forward to, Lord. Greater is ahead of us, Lord. And so we surrender ourselves to you. We submit ourselves to your will, God. Not our will, but let thine will be done. And let mine will, God, line up with your will in the mighty name of Jesus. I don't want there to be a war going on, God, in between me and thee, God. But I submit myself. I surrender to you, Lord. I say yes to your will, Lord, and yes to your way. Where you lead me, God, I will follow. Where you take me, God, I'm willing to go in the mighty name of Jesus. As we prepare to enter into this day, God, get our hearts and get
get our minds under subjection right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and fill us up, God, right now until we overflow with everything that we need to be a blessing to someone on this day, with everything that we need, oh God, to magnify you on this day, with everything we need, God, to offer unto you a sacrifice of praise on this day in the mighty name of Jesus. Fill us up, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, until we overflow, God. We want to run over with your goodness. We want to run over with your love. We want to run over with your mercy. We want to run over with your kindness. We want to run over with your long-suffering. We want to run over, God, with faith in you. We want to run over with self-control. Let your fruit of your spirit, God, abide in us and overflow us and overwhelm us right now, so that we might be the vessels that you need for us on this day. In the mighty name of Jesus, bind everything that's unlike you, Lord. There is a greater anointing, Lord. There is a higher calling, Lord. There is a bigger plan that you have for us, Lord. These are the weapons that are forming against us that are not prospering, Lord. They're only here to drive us to you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. They're only here to make us stronger. Oh, God, to help us to trust in you. For where we are weak, God, you are made strong. That means we're not leaning unto our own understanding. That means we're not trusting in our own power and our own might, but God, we're surrendering to you, we're yielding to you, we're saying yes to you, because God, we need you to have your way. Not only do we need you to have your way, but we need you to move by your power, we need you to move by your might, Lord, we need you to move by your spirit even now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Move on us even now, God. Equip us, oh God, for ministry today, in the name of Jesus. Equip us, oh God, to be vessels for your glory, God, on today, Lord. Equip us, God, to go and teach the nation, God, and be an example of you, Lord, on this day in the mighty name of Jesus. Shape us and mold us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Make us into the vessels that you need for us to be, oh God, because greater is ahead, Lord. I don't know why that keeps ringing down in my soul, but there is something greater ahead. Not what it looks like right now, what it seems like right now, what it feels like right now, shortcomings, oh God, the things that are not pleasing to us, the things that are not making our hearts happy, God, those things that are warring against us, trying to stop us from reaching our destiny, trying to stop us from fulfilling your glory, trying to stop us from fulfilling the purpose that you have for our lives. Those things are only here for a season. Trouble don't last always. Help us to remember, God, that you're always with us. And even in the good times and in the bad times, God, you're always there. You promised in your word that you would never leave us. And if we know that you would never leave us, Lord, we can walk in authority, Lord, today. We can move forward in power and might, God, because you are with us, Lord. We can't go anywhere without you, Lord. Oh, God, and we don't want to go anywhere without you on our side. We don't want to fight against you, Lord, because, oh, God, we would lose, oh, God. And over again, we find ourselves fighting against you, fighting against your purpose, fighting against the plan, oh God, that you have for our lives, and we come up short. But no more, God, this day, Lord. Oh God, remove, oh God, the blinders off of our eyes, oh God, and help us to take our minds off of those things that are material and seek after you the more. Seek you first, your kingdom and your righteousness, Lord. Seek that your will might be done in our lives and not our own, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and that our wills line up with your will, that when you say go, we go, Lord. When you tell us to do, we do, Lord. When you tell us to say, we say, God, in the name of Jesus, in every area of our lives, in our finances, God, to help us to surrender to your will, God, to trust in you with all of our heart, Lord, and lean not into our own understanding, in the decisions that we make, oh God, in the things that we purchase, in the places that we go, in the things that we do, God, help us to seek you first, Lord, and be concerned whether you are pleased with us or whether you are not, in the mighty name of Jesus. Too often we satisfy this flesh, and in this flesh there is no good thing. Oh God, in this flesh there's nothing that wants to praise you. In this flesh, God, it only has a desire to please itself. But my heart and my mind and my soul, my spirit, man, God, has a desire and has a hunger. Oh God, it has a need to bless your name, Lord. Right now, God, my soul, God, wants to lift up the name of Jesus. Oh God, and just shout it everywhere we go, God. My soul, God, desires and longs for more of you. So let me, God, surrender to you, God, on this day, not surrender to this flesh. Oh, God, because this flesh doesn't want to move forward. This flesh don't want to give you glory. This flesh, God, don't want to be a witness for you. This flesh don't want to, God, surrender all to you. And so we say yes to your will even now, God. We say yes to your way, God, because greater is ahead. Victory lies above, before us, Lord. We look so much better in our future than we look right now. Give us to hold on right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Trouble won't last always. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the promise, Lord, that God, seasons come and seasons go, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, God, there's a season of life. There's a season of death. There's a season of new birth. Oh, God, there's a season, oh, God, of endings. God, there's a season, a time, a place. Everything under the sun, a time to laugh, oh God, and a time to mourn, God. Oh God, there's a time for everything. But while we want this time to be the time that we completely surrender over to you, every God's day, I pray for these your people, that we will get our minds and our hearts straight. Oh God, we need our minds to be renewed. We need the devil cast out of our minds and out of our wheels, Lord. We're not always falling, and we are always upholding the high standard of who we are. We're no longer in darkness. We're no longer, oh God, led by the flesh. We're no longer, oh God, a vagabond, or we're no longer slaves, but we are a royal priesthood. We're somebody special to you. God, we are your anointed, Lord. We are your chosen people, Lord. We are kings. We are queens. Oh God, we are victors. We are the lenders, God. We are above, Lord. You have called us so many things that we don't believe in or that we don't apply, but we say not. So no more, no more, God, will we ridicule ourselves. No longer, God, will we limit, oh God, the power and the anointing that you have given us, God. We're going to speak those things that are not as though they were. My children are saved today in the mighty name of Jesus. My labor is not in vain, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. My desire to be more like you, God, is not in vain in the name of Jesus. I am the head and not the tail. I am the lender and not the bar. Oh God, I thank you for victory, Lord, today. Everywhere my feet, God, trod, oh God, that land is mine in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, I do have a higher calling, Lord. I do have a greater anointing, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I have a hunger and a thirst after more of you. Give us to speak life and not death in the mighty name of Jesus. My spouse was saved, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, my loved ones are healed, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Trials and tribulations of my God, they won't be always, Lord, but I shall come out as pure gold. It may seem like I'm burning in the fire right now, but Lord, I know that you can refine me. I know that you can bring me through. I know you can take me over in the mighty name of Jesus. And it doesn't matter what it is, God. You can separate seas, oh God, and allow your people to walk across on dry land, Lord. Oh God, trouble to the left and trouble to the right, but God, those things can't harm me. Those things can't touch me because you're going to bring me through. Oh God, transform our minds, oh God, today in the mighty name of Jesus, to know who we serve and to know who is in control. My God is awesome. My God is mighty. And God, remind us, Lord, today who we are and whose we are in the mighty name of Jesus. Because if we know whose we are and we know who we are, then nothing will be able to separate us from your love, and nothing will be able to withstand us and to stop us from moving forward. Oh God, as the children of Israel marched through the promised land, as long as they trusted in you and obeyed your word, Lord, there was nothing that you withheld from them. There was no good thing that you withheld from them. Land after land, God, oh God, tribe after tribe that tried to challenge them, Lord, they had to surrender to you. They had to submit to you because you fought their battle for them. That's all they had to do is obey and follow your instructions, Lord. The same applies to us today. Oh God, there is land, oh God, and promises, oh God, and victory, oh God, and light that you have before us, Lord, and it's right there already in the making, Lord. You already know our ending from our beginning, and so we just need to trust in you, God. We need to lean on you, Lord. We need to, oh God, believe that you're able and that you can, Lord, and so help us to obey you, Lord, in the name of love Jesus. Help us to obey your every command, not deviate to one drop, oh God, to the left or to the right, God, or no fractions, Lord, but let us wholly and fully and completely say yes to you, Lord, and obey your word. Come to more and have your way right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the lives of your people, come to more, God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, and have your way in our homes right now. Cast the devil out of the homes right now. Cast them out of our televisions right now, Lord. That means we got to turn them off, Lord. That's the enemy's workshop, Lord. That's the devil's territory, Lord. Help us to put those things under subjection and put the carnal things under our feet right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let us tread, oh God, on surface, Lord, but we have to be willing to trust you, God, and to believe in you, God, and to offer unto you a sacrifice, Lord. That means we must give up something for you, Lord. Give us the mind to give up something for you. And it may not be our whole thing, God, but God, give up some time, Lord. Take time to pray. Take time to study your word. Help us to give up some time, Lord. Turn that television off and meditate on you. Find ourselves in a secret corner or in a secret place, Lord, or even in the bathroom, wherever we can stow away, we can get away to get to you in our prayer closets, Lord. Help us to take some time to meditate on you. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to meditate on your goodness, to meditate on your awesomeness, to meditate on your power, Lord, to meditate on your word, Lord, to meditate on your promises. It's thy word that I've hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Oh, God, we need you, God, every day. And if we don't take time to refresh our spirit, man, if we don't take time, oh God, to strengthen our spirit, man, Lord, our spirit, man, will be weak and we will be defeated. And the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. I mean, these things that we are allowing to control us, these things that we are allowing to dictate what we do, these things that we're allowing to lead us, God, if we're doing it in our flesh, Lord, then we're doing it without the power, and we're not doing it, God, with the might that you have given us to do it. So help us not only to surrender to you, help us to not only say yes to your will, oh God, but help us, oh God, to obey you and to be willing to go. Help us to be willing to do. Help us to be willing to say, and give us the surrender wholly and completely unto you. God, there's troubles everywhere in the land. And you have always kept a remnant, God, wherever we have gone. As we travel across this land and as we serve you, I pray for churches everywhere, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. What an awesome time to pray. There's sickness in the land. There's pestilence in the land. I pray for ministries everywhere, Lord, not just of the Church of God in Christ, but God, ministries everywhere, Baptist, non-denominational, AME, God, CME, Lord, Pentecostal, whatever the denomination or Reformation may be. I pray for churches everywhere that we may be the lights that you call for us to be, that we may be the city of refuge, oh God, where people can come in that are wounded, people can come in that are sick, people can come in and get that are maimed, oh, God, and lacking, Lord, and leave, God, healed, leave delivered, leave set free in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, and we can't do that on our own. It's not fancy, oh, God, marketing, Lord. It doesn't do it, but you need a people that's willing to sanctify the house, that's willing to keep the house holy, the willing, oh God, to come in and labor before you, the willing to come in and offer unto you a sacrifice of praise, a people that's willing to pray, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and to turn from our wicked ways, Lord, so that you will hear from heaven and heal the land and forgive our sins. God, you need a people that's willing to say yes to your will, Lord, and to say yes to your way. Send, oh God, your people into the houses, into the fields, Lord, that we may tell someone of the good news of Jesus, that we may let someone know, God, of the great things that you are doing in the church house today. Oh, God, there's a great falling away from the church, but I pray for encouragement of the pastor today in the mighty name of Jesus, not to get caught up in numbers, Lord. I find myself looking for the numbers, but God, you're still supplying my needs. You're still making ways out of no way, Lord. Help me not walk by sight, but Lord, I declare right now, God, breathe into us the belief of God and the faith, God, to walk by faith and not by sight in every area of our lives, Lord. It's not just in our finances. It's not just in our health, Lord. It's not just in our homes, Lord, but it's in our ministries, Lord. It's in our callings, Lord. It's in our anointing, Lord, just to believe you, God, and know that you are in control. Help us, Lord, today to trust you and to build our relationships with you in the name of Jesus. Because the more we trust you, the more we know you, God, the more we can trust you. The more we understand how you never fail. The more we understand your voice. You said, my sheep know my voice. They hear my voice. So when I call, God, your sheep should know when you speak, when you give examples, when you give direction. Help us to listen to God. Help us to have listening ears to hear and a heart to receive of your word. Help us, Lord, today. Don't turn your back on us, Lord. Oh, God, don't take your spirit away, Lord. If there's anything in us that causes us to miss the mark, God, miss the prize, Lord, miss the goal, Lord, take it out right now, God, in the name of Jesus, as we make it to the middle of this week, Lord. God, if we've fallen short of your glory, oh, God, earlier this week, Lord, let it not be so, God, in the remaining part of this week, as you let us see day by day, God. We need your anointing day by day, Lord. We need your direction day by day. Thank you for the victory, God. Thank you for opening up the doors, Lord. Thank you for making a way out of no way in advance, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for being who you are. Thank you for being a mind regulator. Thank you for being our God today in the name of Jesus. Thank you for having a desire to sup with us. Thank you for having a presence, oh God, a kindness to dwell with us if we bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you never leave us or ever forsake us, Lord. I just want to say thank you, God, today. Because in spite of our shortcomings, Lord, you're still awesome. You're still mighty. You're so merciful and kind. You're so loving towards us. And so, God, send in the remnants, God. Send in the people. Send in, the harvest that we need, oh, God, in our churches across this nation, Lord. Help us to be prepared, Lord. Before you even send in the harvest, Lord, there's a season coming. God, there's spiritual wickedness in high places. Lord, the devil is stirring up on every hand, Lord. Oh, God, and help us to be prepared for the people when they come in, Lord. We ask for people. We ask for growth, Lord. We ask for those things, God, oh, God, to see, Lord. But we're not prepared. God, bind, oh, God, the foolish heart right now. Let us be like that ant, Lord, not like the sluggard or the grasshopper, Lord. Let us be about our Father's business right now, God, before the harvest comes, before the troubles come, before the winter season comes, whatever may be coming our way, Lord. Let us get our hearts and our minds prepared now, Lord. You tell us to study to show ourselves approved unto you, workmen that need not be ashamed, Lord, rightly dividing the word of truth, Lord. Give us your word, Lord, and help us to put it into action right now. Now, in the name of Jesus, in every ministry, Lord, in the evangelism, oh God, ministry, in the Sunday school ministry, Lord, in the music ministry, the youth ministry, Lord, in the missions ministry, Lord, we have a fivefold ministry plan, Lord. Help us to put it into play right now, oh God, and work the work while we can and while we may be able to. Oh God, help us to do it right now in the name of Jesus. Bind the sluggard right now, Lord. Bind, oh God, the distracted individual. Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, bind those things that are unlike you that cause division in the church, Lord. Breathe about unity, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bind the fight against women, oh God, and against men trying to battle against each other, oh God, in foolishness in the flesh, Lord. Bind division in the church right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bind division in our local assemblies, Lord, where we think that we're better than someone else because we are part of another reformation, Lord. But you tell us in your word that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That means none of us are righteous, Lord. No, not one, but the only one that's righteous is your son, Jesus. So, God, help us to walk in humility. Oh, God, walk in submission to you. Walk in your, God, in your power and walk under your anointing, God. Help us to go in the mighty name of Jesus. Ye therefore and teach all nations. Oh, God, give us the unction, God. Give us the desire, Lord, to be about your business. I'm talking about the churches, Lord. I'm praying for the churches, Lord, today to bind together, Lord, to put out foolishness. Oh, God, you told, Paul told the people that some things just should not be named amongst the brethren. They should not be named, oh, God, amongst the brethren. To bind these things that cause division in the church, separation in the church. Wipe out the color lines, Lord. Here at Praise Center, we don't say that we are a black church because we're not a black church, but we are just a church, Lord, of all creeds, of all colors, of all nations. And we've come together to magnify the God of our salvation. We come together, oh God, to lift up the name of Jesus and shout it everywhere we go. We've come together, oh God, to lift up holy hands, to be about our Father's business, to go and touch the land, to heal the land, to plow the land, oh God, to work the land that you have called for us to do. I thank you for this area of Dumfries, Lord. I thank you for the city that you placed this ministry in. I thank you for the state, God, that you placed us in. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, because you do all things well. Wherever we are doing ministry, Lord, you have placed us there. Mother McCarroll, you placed her in Memphis and Covington, Lord, for a reason, Lord. You placed Deanne, God, and Renix, oh, God, in Dallas for a reason, Lord. Help us, oh, God, wherever we may be at, Lord, to be about our Father's business, no matter where we are. And our Father's business is kingdom business. Our Father's business is soul business. Our Father's business, oh, God, is taking care of those that are in need, Lord. Oh, God, bearing the infirmities of the weak, Lord, upholding them, Lord. Our Father's business, oh, God, is kingdom business, Lord. And so help us to be about our Father's business in all that we do, in everywhere that we go. Help us to be the heads and not the tails. Help us to lead, Lord. And when it's time for us to follow, God, help us to be obedient and follow. God, there can't be a whole bunch of chiefs. There have to be some Indians, Lord. And so help us to play our role, to fulfill our roles and whatever it is. I spoke last Wednesday, talked about, Lord, the importance, oh God, of playing our roles, taking care of the assignments that you have given us. And you've called some to be pastors, some to be teachers. Oh, God, some, oh, God, all, oh, God, different offices. For we are many members of one body, and not all members have the same office. God, you've called us for different pieces and different, some to be evangelists, God, some to be preachers, God, some, oh, God, all of the titles, God, that you list in that scripture. You've given us a task, an assignment, Lord. Help us to fulfill our assignments even now in the mighty name of Jesus. Just our assignment, to be obedient to your will, to be obedient to you, to trust you, God, that you have already equipped us, Lord. Even when we feel inadequate, God, again, where we are weak, God, that's when you are made stronger because we're not relying upon the flesh. We may not have everything that we need, Lord, but we have everything we need if we are walking in you, Lord. We may not have all of the resources that we desire to start with, Lord, but what we have, God, we're going to trust you and know that you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think in the name of Jesus. But it's according to the power that works in us. And so you have already given us your spirit, and your spirit is help us. Oh, God, is able to help us, oh, God, to overcome every single obstacle, Lord. You told them, the disciples, that they went out, Lord, in the book of Acts, Lord, that don't worry about what they say. When they come before the prelates or when they come before the judges, Lord, you will give them exactly what to say, Lord. Help us to submit to you wholly in every area of our lives, Lord, because you will be willing, God, you will give us what we need to say if we're willing to submit to you, Lord. You'll give us what we need to do, Lord, if we seek your face, Lord. You will lead us and guide us and direct us, and you will not lead us astray. God, help us today to be about our Father's business. Even right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and as we begin to submit to you, as we continue to plow the fields that you've given us, then, God, you'll give us more fields to plow. We first must be at work, Lord. And so in every area of our church, every area of our ministry, help us to be about our Father's business. Thank you for those that came on Sunday. Thank you for the young lady that visited us from Colorado, Lord. Thank you for the time of fellowship, and thank you for the time of anointing, Lord. Thank you for the word of God from the woman of God, Lord, to remind us that you have given us a second chance. We don't pick up those weights anymore. We don't pick up those hang-ups anymore. But, Lord, we walk under your anointing because you have given us a second chance. We say yes to your will, God. We say yes to your way because you have given us a second chance, a third chance. You've done it over and over again. And we say thank you, Lord, for another chance, Lord. Thank you for victory, Lord, today. I may not have been victorious yesterday, Lord, but you've given me another chance. You've let me to be in the land of the living on this day. Oh, God, so I'm going to bless you. I'm going to thank you for what you're doing, oh, God, and what you have ahead, Lord. Thank you, God. Help me, oh God, today to forgive myself as you have already forgiven me, to cast all of those things into a sea of forgiveness and to walk in the anointing of who I am today. I'm no longer a liar. I'm no longer a thief. I'm no longer a foolish person. I'm no longer, oh God, a fornicator. Whatever our trials or whatever our issues used to be, you have given us a second chance and we are no longer that person. We are a new creature, God. You said if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things have become as new. Help us to walk in our newness today in the mighty name of Jesus, because you have something for us to do, and we can't do it effectively. The greater anointing that you have for us, the higher higher calling that you have for us, where we're moving forward to, God, some things just can't come with us, because they'll weigh us down. They'll make us inadequate. They'll make us, God, weak. And so we lay those things aside because you have given us a chance, another chance, and we say thank you. Bless your people. Bless us as we continue to seek your faith. Give us a hunger and a thirst after more of you. We pray for our homes even now. We pray for our children even now. We pray for our spouses even now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for our loved ones. We pray for our lands, the city, our states. God, we pray for this nation. Pray for pastors everywhere. Bishop Ted Thomas, thank you for an awesome leader. Pray you bless him today, that you continue to strengthen him, Lord, that you continue to encourage him, God, and you uphold him, Lord. Give him long life, God, and give him the desires of his heart as he has obeyed you and, God, served you over the years, Lord. Honor his commitment. Honor his faithfulness, Lord, and bless him and give him the desires of his heart. Let his latter years be greater than his former years, Lord, and continue to pour out blessings upon him. Help us to uphold him, Lord. Undergird him, Lord, to pray for him, God, to call out his name. Not just say that we're praying for him, Lord, but to actually pray. And we need to do that for others as well. Give us the anointing, God. Give us the desire, God, the urgency, Lord, that when people ask for prayer, oh, God, that we take time to pray at that time, Lord. Because when we do it later on, we forget about it and we don't remember it, Lord. But when somebody is in need, Lord, let us give us a boldness, oh, God, to stand upon your word, Lord. You said we can speak those things that are not as though they were. Oh, God, we can speak healing, Lord. It's not about us, oh, Lord, but it's by who we trust in. And we trust in you, God, today. We lean out into our own understanding. And God, we acknowledge you in every area of our lives. God, you are the heart regulator. You are the heart fixer, Lord. You are the mind regulator, God. You are the lover and the keeper of our souls, Lord. So we put our trust in you today. Give us to pray for your people everywhere, Lord. To not turn our nose up to people when we see something that don't look right, when we see someone that's not walking right, when we see someone that's not acting right. Help us to not turn up our nose, Lord, but help us to pray. We may not know their names, Lord. We may not know their story, Lord, but we can see the fight. We can see the battle, and this battle is not against flesh and blood. It's not what we see on the outside, Lord, but there's something going on the inside. Give us to pray. Give us to pray for our leaders, Lord. The devil is trying to take the leadership down. For if he can cut off the head, Lord, then the body cannot be sustained. Pray for our leaders, Lord, today. I already called the name of Bishop Thomas, Lord. Call on the name of Mother Towns. Bless Mother Towns, our supervisor of women right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give us to call her name out. Bishop Charles Edward Blake, Lord. Bless our presiding bishop who is under constant attack, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless him even now. Strengthen him even now, Lord. Encourage his heart even now. Bless those that are around him to speak life into him, to pray for him, to undergird him. Give us that mindset here on our local levels, Lord, with our bishop, Lord, to undergird him, uphold his arms, that he may continue to bless us, that he may continue to breathe into us, that he may continue to sow into us your word, your promises. We pray for every pastor, God, in the Great Northern District, and those in the state of Virginia. I don't know all the names. I can't go through all the list of pastors, but you know them, Lord. I pray for those in my district, Lord, because we fellowship with them often. Pray for Pastor Brian Jones as well, Samuel Metcalf, Lord, and Herschel Chenault, Lord, the brothers that are around here that we fellowship with. We pray for their ministries, Lord. Pray for their families, Lord. Pray for Superintendent Campbell, and Pastor Pruitt, Pastor Hackett, and Pastor Hawkins, about Pastor Cornick and Pastor Cork, Pastor Cooley, Lord, Pastor, oh God, Satterfield, Lord, Pastor Clayette, Lord, the pastors in the Great Northern District. I pray for the members of Praise Center, Lord. Call on the name of Lady Olinda McCowan, Sister Diamond Starr, Brother Eric McCowan, Sister Crystal McCowan, and Brother Aaron McCowan. I pray this morning for Mother Evelina Dean McCowan. Pray for God, Missionary Myrna Howard, Missionary Lysandra Miller, Sister Valerie Miller, and Brother Victor, oh God, Meriwether. Call on the name of Brother Eric Coulter, and Sister Connie Coulter, and little Jalen, and Christopher and Yasmina, Lord, and little Zachariah. I pray for the members of Praise Center. I pray for those that you have our way, coming our way. But before I pray for those that are coming our way, Lord, I pray for us, the laborers that you've given us, Lord, that we will be willing to be about our Father's business, no matter what comes, what may. Help us to be about your business. Help us to be about serving this community. Help us to be about doing the work that you call for us to do here at this place. Help us to till here, do the work here, God, so that when they come, we'll be prepared in every area. Thank you for our children's ministry. Thank you for our Sunday school. Thank you for our Bible study, Lord. Thank you for those that are laboring to teach, Lord. Thank you for our music ministry, God. Thank you for blessing us, Lord. We may not have everything that we want, but God, you blessed us with everything we need, and for that we are grateful. And so I pray for your people everywhere, that you would bless your people, that you would help us to hold on to you, that you would help us, God, not to lean into our own understanding, but in every way, in every action, everything we do, trust you, to believe in you, to follow after you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray for this day. I pray for Deanne Graham. I didn't call out their name. Renix Graham, Lord. Those members, oh God, that are external, Lord, but are still investing in ministry, Lord. I thank you that you bless people. Call Christopher, Lord. He's an external, God, supporter, Lord, that sows into the ministry, Lord. Oh God, Brother Larry Brown, people that are sowing, that are constantly in prayer for the success of the ministry, Lord. I want to say thank you, Lord, because you have people interceding on our behalf while we're on the other side interceding on behalf of others. When we go past ourselves, when we get past our selfish desires and what we want to happen and begin to work on someone else's dream, to work on somebody else's vision, Lord, then you will stir up in somebody's heart to do the same for us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for everyone that's on our prayer list, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You know the names. You know the petitions, Lord. Missionary Myrna Howard's sister, Lord, healing in her body, Lord. Oh God, Missionary Miller's, oh God, body, healing in her body, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Freedom and salvation in her family as well, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. If we pray for others, Lord, you will send people on our behalf that will intercede for us as well. For men are to always pray, not just for ourselves, but to pray for others as well. And as I close, I pray for the success of our upcoming holy convocation. Let it be a time of revival, Lord, even now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let it be a time of revival. Stir our heart and stir our souls and stir our minds, Lord. Bless our Youth Day speaker that's coming up, God. Let it be a service like none other, Lord. God, send who you have a desire to be here, God, to be blessed by that awesome man of God who's coming, Elder Norman Guilford, God. Bless him even now. Stir up in him even now that he may have a word for us on that day, that our children may be, oh, God, blessed, encouraged, oh, God, to run on. Bless us. Keep us this day. Keep us in the heart of your hand and in the center of your will. And we'll give you the glory. We'll give you the honor. We'll give you the praise. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus we pray this morning. Amen and amen.